Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TFA fam, what is up? What is happening? We are on to week six. So let's go ahead and get into the wide receiver one rankings for this week. They are as follows: Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Ja'Marr Chase, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Davante Adams, AJ Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, Chris Olave, and DJ Moore. Cody, hit us with your wide receiver one goodness.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Ja'Marr Chase real quick. Obviously, you know, absolutely erupted last week, catching 15 of 19 targets for 192 yards and three scores. Now he gets the Seattle Seahawks, who have allowed the second most half PPR fantasy points per game to wide receivers. And that's even including a week four game against the Giants, where they allowed 118 scoreless yards to the position. If you watched this game last week, Burrow also looked good moving around the pocket. So hopefully this is a good sign of things to come. I think there's obviously the still hanging in the background the ability for Burrow to pick up this calf injury again, because we are talking about a soft tissue injury. But still, it was good to see. And I'm also expecting T. Higgins to stay out for this game. The Bengals do have their bye week in week seven. That's obviously speculation on my part. But I would assume a dude with a fractured rib who was having trouble sleeping last week would not be in a huge rush to come back with the bye week, like I said, coming up the week after. So you can lock Ja'Marr Chase in for double-digit targets once again. And for everyone who is asking the question, Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua, the answer is yes. The answer is just yes to that question. In Kupp's first game back, he ran all but one route, and both the Rams receivers accounted for a 62% target share, which was 23 targets for 15 receptions, 189 yards, and a score that came courtesy of Puka Nacua. There's no reason to think this isn't going to continue, so both of these wide receivers are in the wide receiver one discussion going forward. DJ Moore has been on an absolute tear the past 2 weeks. It has helped elevate him to wide receiver four and half PPR points per game. His past 2 weeks aren't sustainable, obviously, but having said that, a matchup with the Vikings on deck, there's no reason to believe that he's not locked in for another top 10, 8, 5 type of fantasy day. The Vikings have allowed the fourth most half PPR points per game to the position. And this game currently has a total of 44.5, which I think is too low. I think we see this total move up by at least a point by the time that Sunday gets here. And speaking of players on unsustainable tears, Adam Thielen would like a word here. Old man Thielen has two top five finishes in the last three games. And like DJ Moore, here comes another fantastic matchup. The Vikings are going to head to Miami as 13.5 point underdogs. And outside of the games against the Patriots and the Giants, aka offenses that aren't completely worthless, the Dolphins have allowed at least one receiver in each of those other three games to go for at least 11 half PPR points. Thielen is a strong option yet again in week six.
Yeah, old man found a little juice in the tank. So we'll see on that. And then, you know, I don't know if people saw today, but Jerry Jones really should not ever be a GM. I mean, he was saying today that, you know, that CeeDee Lamb, he don't think he's been targeted too much. You know, I like throwing to the tight ends. Like, shut up, Jerry Jones. Like, you're an idiot. Like, No wonder the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since the 90s. Anyways, let's go ahead and jump over to the wide receiver twos, and they start off with Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman, Adam Thielen, Devonta Smith, Mike Evans, Debo Samuel, Christian Kirk, Amari Cooper, and Jordan Addison. Cody, talk to me sweet nothings about the wide receiver twos.
Well, if we're talking sweet nothings, I know you're going to love this one. That is Calvin Ridley finally showing signs of the elite status we saw in week one against Buffalo and week five. Took in 7 of 8 targets for 122 yards, didn't find the end zone. But now he gets a matchup against Indy, who he torched in week one and finished as wide receiver 6 that week. So I think he's going to be a little bit more volatile than what we were hoping and expecting after week one, but he's still likely staying in your lineups on a weekly basis. And this does set up as a nice matchup again for him in week 6. And I have nothing to back this up. I have no stats or anything like that, but this just feels like the game where Devonta Smith finally has his day. It's a matchup against the Jets. He's wide receiver 30 in points per game. He hasn't done much. People aren't going to want to play him. So I feel like this just has like 8 for 102 written all over it. Again, no stats to back it up, just more of like a gut feel. So I just wanted to throw that one out there real quick. And then I like this spot for both Tampa Bay wide receivers going up against Detroit at home. We'll have to wait and hear what is going to happen with Mike Evans and his hamstring. It didn't seem like it was a serious issue. Then obviously they had the bye week last week, so expecting that he should be okay. But if he is out, this is going to put Chris Godwin just in a fantastic matchup. But even if Evans is back, I think both of these guys could be in the wide receiver two discussion going up against the Lions team that is allowing the 15th most points per game to wide receivers. And then finally, out of the wide receiver twos, two rookie wide receivers I love this week, Jordan Addison and Zay Flowers. With no Justin Jefferson, Addison is in a great spot to build upon his wide receiver 16 finish last week going up against the Bears team that is somehow only allowing the 11th most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. I was expecting that to be a little bit higher. Obviously, you're not going to shy away from that no matter what. And then Zay Flowers getting a matchup against the Tennessee Titans, who are allowing the 8th most points per game to the position. Odell Beckham left with an injury again. Rashad Bateman, as much as, Kevin, I think you were a fan of him coming out as a rookie too, and as much as I liked him, the dude has been cheeks. He had a touchdown that he just absolutely dropped, went right through his hands last week. He had another big play down the left sideline that he dropped as well. And then he was seen hobbling off to the sideline after one of those plays. And then apparently he left the game without talking to any of the reporters. So Zay Flowers is going to be the only wide receiver that we're going to be interested in. We kind of said that going into the season as well, but I do like the spot that he is in going up against the Titans in week 6.
Yeah, we're going to have to monitor things too with Deshaun Watson, because if he's not able to play, then that would make me lower Amari Cooper down right now, just kind of tentatively, thinking that he could play coming off a bye. But if he's not able to, there's been some speculation that he wouldn't. I believe they said PJ Walker would be the starting quarterback. PJ Walker. I don't know how I feel about that against the 49er defense. So I would probably lower down to Amari Cooper down to more of a low-end wide receiver 3, if that's what happens. So let's go ahead and jump over to the wide receiver 3s. We have Marquise Brown, Zay Flowers, Nico Collins, Garrett Wilson, Chris Godwin, Tyler Lockett, Jacoby Myers, DeAndre Hopkins, Terry McLaurin, KJ Osborne, Joshua Palmer, and Jerry Jeudy. Wide receiver 3s, Cody.
Hollywood Brown has 3 straight top 20 finishes, which when you consider that he has Josh Dobbs throwing him the ball is a testament to how well he's been playing. Brown is top 9 in air yard share, target share, and weighted opportunity rating. The Cardinals get the Rams this week, and although it's not a fantastic matchup, we did see some chinks in that armor with the game that A.J. Brown had. This total is also sitting at 48.5 points, which is tied for the second highest total of the week. Jacoby Myers has very quietly been a top 15 wide receiver in half PPR points per game through the first 5 weeks. I'm not worried about the matchup here. I just have no idea what Patriots team is going to show up. This is also McDaniels versus Belichick. Obviously, they know each other very well. So that's why he's a little bit lower here this week, despite playing very well through his first 4 games. I mentioned the spot that Jordan Addison is in. That obviously also applies to KJ Osborne here as well. I do like him. I'm just higher on Addison. It seemed like whenever Jefferson went down, that Kirk Cousins was looking more toward Addison's way. He obviously had the touchdown in that game last week. But to start the year, Osborne has been more involved in terms of snap share and routes run. So I still think he is viable as a wide receiver three. Like I said, just I think more upside and more excitement surrounding Jordan Addison going up against his Chicago Bears team. But the one thing that's going to be a positive is we can expect the target distribution to be very concentrated between those two, TJ Hawkinson, and then maybe a Brandon Powell appearance again. He started to get some run last week, but I think it's going to be those three main pieces in the passing game. And then the Eagles do give up production to wide receivers. It puts Garrett Wilson in an interesting position, but I think the Philly pass rush is just going to absolutely eat Zach Wilson alive. So, you know, I'd love to put Wilson a little bit higher here, but he's going to be a back end three, even with the Eagles allowing the fifth most half PPR points per game to wide receivers. The Jets rank 27th in pass block win rate, while Philadelphia is sixth in pass rush win rate. So I just think Zach Wilson is not going to have any time at all to throw, and I could see this one going sideways really quick.
Yeah, I do not disagree with that assumption either. So I will say this. We'll have to see on Tank Dell. He entered concussion protocol this week if he's not able to play. I think that kind of boosts Nico Collins up a little bit more if that's the case. But it still is a rough matchup, Marshon Lattimore and company there in New Orleans, against New Orleans. So I still think Nico Collins is a fine wide receiver three. And then just a couple some plays here past this that I would want to talk about. Guys that are more wide receiver fours or beyond. Rashee Rice is at a really good spot against the Denver Broncos. While he's not running a ton of snaps, his target per out run rate is still elite, 36%. He's definitely the best wide receiver that the Chiefs have right now and looks like the most explosive. Josh Downs is definitely in play. Gardner Minshew is going to be the quarterback here with Anthony Richardson suffering a grade 3 AC sprain. Who's likely going to could possibly miss the rest of the season, but is at least going to be out at least 4 to 6 weeks here with that injury as well. So Josh Downs is definitely in play. His target share is starting to come up. And then Curtis Samuel is somebody that I have actually ranked as a top 36 wide receiver this week. You beat the Atlanta Falcons on the inside. He is in a great spot here within this offense. He scored 18 or more PPR points the last two games. I'm not nearly as high on Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. I think Curtis Samuel is the guy that I really want to play. He's running 70% of his routes from the slot. So really, really elite matchup for Curtis Samuel this week. So he is another player that I really like and a really good spot this week. So you got any wide receiver fours you want to hit on?
No, it's funny because those were the exact three wide receivers that I was going to mention outside of the top 36. Like name for name, those are the three ones I had. The only thing is I want to add to that, obviously, Travis Kelce was scheduled to practice today, but if they hold him back because of the ankle and being on the short week, that's going to bump up Rashee Rice even more. I even think Kadarius Toney, you know, if you want to potentially kick yourself in the nuts, he could be an option here as well. I did just want to mention with Josh Downs, he has had his best production under Gardner Minshew. He went 8 for 57 on 12 targets in week 3, obviously went 6 for 97 last week. And then with Curtis Samuel, back-to-back top 15 weeks, you were mentioning you attacked them in the middle. Their slot corner, D. Alford, is allowing the fifth most yards from the slot. So I was with you step for step on that one. I do just want to say if Tank Dell is able to clear the concussion protocol, I think he could cook this New Orleans secondary. This is an older secondary. So if he's able to make it back, I think this will be end up being more of a Tank Dell week versus Nico Collins. And then Michael Wilson, I think we mentioned him last week as a deeper play. I think he bounces back in this game against the Rams. You know, it wasn't like his snap share or anything went down like that. He just didn't see the target. So in this matchup against the Rams, you know, we were talking about that total a little bit earlier. I think he could be in a good spot here as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We are on the same page here with that. So that being said, let's go ahead and get out of here. Let's go ahead and get them dubs this week. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. That would be very swell of you to do something like that for us. We'd appreciate it. We don't ask for much. We don't try to sell you on a lot of things. So that's it. Just a little like, a little sub. That's all we need. We appreciate it. We'll be back again live on Wednesday night for our annual start sit. And then we will be live again on Sunday morning to get you guys' lineups ready as there as well. So we'll see you on the next one. Bye.